Football is back, and we have you covered each weekday afternoon on OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Some of the best football guests, from Armando Salguero and John McClain to Trey Wallace and Bobby Carpenter, plus the top headlines and reaction to the college football and NFL weekends.
The Chiefs go for dynasty mode with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid.
They're the favorite, right?
Yeah, they have to be. The AFC goes through Arrowhead, but the Bengals and Jets, they're all in to reach Vegas. And the Bills and Dolphins are also confident. Withrow, what about college football?
Can you say three-peat? That's what they're hoping to say in Athens, Georgia, as the Bulldogs continue their march to college football dominance, while a cast of usual characters led by Michigan, Ohio State, and Bama nip at their heels.
There's plenty of craziness on a week-to-week basis. Pull up to the bar with us each weekday afternoon. We're streaming live 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern across the OutKick Network. Podcasts available everywhere, and always check out OutKick.com.
NFL and college football covering your favorite teams. OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
This episode of The Instance is brought to you by, well, you. That's right, fan support over at theinstance.net, where you can get digital and physical rewards just by supporting your favorite podcast. That's theinstance.net, and just click the support button today.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 561. The date is November 15th, 2019. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm joined today by Garrett Weinzierl. Hello, Garrett.
Happy Friday, Scott. How you doing?
Thanks, man. I just found a leaf on my back. I went walking with the dog, and apparently I brushed under a tree. Now I got leaves on me. Yeah.
Happens to me, but it's always in my hair.
Oh, well, that's no good.
The low-hanging oak tree branches.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Oh, hey, you sound really much better than you did last time we talked. You feeling better?
I feel much better, Scott. I that being said, in terms of making it through a show, it's harder now because there's so much junk leaving my face about every 3 minutes that I'm going to be actually probably hiding my camera because I've got a roll of toilet paper here to blow my nose with. That's right. What I'm dealing with.
You're
right
in
now.
Florida. You can just do a big farmer blow, we used to call it, and just knuckle one nostril and then just fire it off, man. Just let it rip out there in the Ozarks or wherever the hell it is you live. Do that.
Well, if I was outside, maybe. But I'm inside in my recording studio.
Okay. Not doing that. Yeah, don't do
that. We called those snot rockets.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They would occasionally be the snot rocket. But for whatever reason, in high school, it became Farmer Blow.
Farmer Blow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a weird colloquial term for cocaine. But sure.
I agree.
Why not?
Yeah. No, country cocaine.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. All right. We're not advocating
that country cocaine.
We are not advocating the use of illicit drugs, everybody. We promise.
It would end up being like saltwater taffy or something like really, really like non-illicit.
Yeah. Like crushed up Smarties, snorting those.
Yeah. Rock candy.
Yeah. We knew how to get high in 1985.
Sugar high.
Hey, check it out. We're doing a show. We got stuff to do. Patrick's on a plane. He's going to France. From Helsinki. I don't know what's going on, but he's there often.
I heard he finally got sick, too. I feel bad for him if he is on a plane while sick. That is the pits.
I didn't hear that. I didn't realize he had come down. So I feel like everyone I know got sick, either from BlizzCon or just because it's this time of year. And I haven't gotten anything. Everyone in my house has been sick. I haven't gotten it. I feel like I'm death row, man. Anytime, dead man walking. It's not going to go well. I'm going to get whatever this is, some super version of it all, and I'm going to die.
Yep. Katie just got it. We thought she was in the clear. She just came down with it. So
damn it. Well, tell her I blame you and all the farmer blows. All right, check this out. Before we get too deep into the show today, I want to give a shout out to somebody. I don't normally do this, but I had the opportunity yesterday to be part of a lecture in a University of Utah class yesterday. I've done this a couple of times. They have a big games department. It's called EAE. And I forgot what it stands for exactly. I always forget. But it's
EA Access.
Yes, it's in the game. Anyway, they have this whole department of people learning how to code, how to design, how to run gaming studios, and they graduate off to the EAs and Activisions and Blizzards of the world. And it's a really cool program, and it's accredited and all that stuff. So they have people come up once in a while, and they have us talk about stuff that is either gamer-related or somehow connected to gaming. And in my case, it was content creation around gaming. So anyway, that's the premise. I get there and there's a dude right in the front row named Ben Brewer. So here's your shout out, Ben. He was in the class. He's been listening to the instance since he was 8 years old and still listens. In fact, I brought it up yesterday. I said,
oh my God, I just thought of the color of my coffin.
Yeah, right? Now. Exactly. That's what I just did. Start picking it now. And the gold trim and all that. Yeah. What kind of pillow do you want? The silky stuff or just something more basic? You got to think of these things. But anyways, he was super cool and it was really nice to meet him. And was just really jazzed about the show. And he mentioned your name. He says, oh, I love it when Garrett's on. You guys are great, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, good, because we're doing a show tomorrow. So anyway, shout out to Ben. Rat, you had a cool red beard. Guy had a red beard. It was badass.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying nice things about me.
It was super cool. Ben was nice, and I just want Ben to know that we're thinking about him. I guess his dad turned him onto the show because his dad was playing WoW pretty heavily. Got the kid playing at around 8, and he's never looked back. So anyway. It was nice to see you up there, Ben. Good luck with your
freaking awesome
your degree up there. All right, time for this. We're gonna start today with WoW Classic news. Yeah, I don't want to shock you out there at home. You just finished a stream, by the way. Let's check.
I did.
In.
I hit level 45.
Oh my lord! Are you in Stranglethorn or where are you now at 45?
Feralis at the moment. I started today in Teneris. I finished up some kill quests out there. Flew my ass out to Feralis, and I just finished killing, like, I guess I just declared genocide on Naga. I don't know. I killed so many Naga just now, Scott.
There are many Naga there.
Many Naga, yeah. And you can't skin them, and as a skinner, that makes me sad.
Same here. That should have been fixed. That's still not fixed in the modern game. We should be able to skin those guys.
They seem to have a thing against skinning humanoids.
I've had this, though, in my head for, geez, I don't know how long. As long as we've been doing the show, let me skin everything that has skin on it. What's the problem?
Yeah, if it has skin.
Yeah.
And you know what? After watching that Diablo 4 trailer, at this point, I'm like all about the skin. Like, screw it. Yeah. Everything's skinnable. Let's do it.
I agree.
Although, as a night elf, now knowing that the Naga are transformed night elves, maybe that's a little messed up.
Well, I see. Transformed. I see.
Proto night elves.
Right. Yeah. Now we're getting into territory you don't want to deal with because of your disgusting love of elves.
Gets a little awkward.
Yeah.
Gets a little awkward.
I get you. Well, anyway, we're going to start with some of that. And that's great. Grats on 45. That's the mayor 15 levels away from.
Because I put a couple points into efficiency because mana is such a problem in Classic. I just now got Bestial Wrath.
Whoa. Jeez Louise. Oh, right. Hunters. Mana. Forgot. Still not really playing Classic, so I'd kind of sort of forgotten that. But yeah, you got to deal with all your mana issues and your close-up range issues.
I think you'd have fun with this guy. I think if you, like, you rolled a new hunter and you got a swing timer and you started working on your stutter stepping, I think you'd be like, well, there's some fun, like, little strategy to playing a hunter as opposed to just face rolling.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I like face rolling. I don't know.
I like face rolling too. And I'm back to retail this week as well.
Yeah.
Back on my Demon Hunter, back on dealing with Mechagon because I want to get flying.
Got to grind that out.
We got the 15% increased reputation right now because the anniversary event's going on. So I'm like, if there was ever a time to rip off the Band-Aid dealing with Mechagon, it is now. Now is that time.
I'm doing a thing that I do every time there's a new expansion announced. I am super not into playing WoW when I know something huge and better is on the horizon. I do this every time, every 2 years. I do the exact same thing. And this is on the heels of me playing hardcore before. And then we get the announcement and I go, I almost said flaccid. I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to use a different word. Going to say a different word instead. Not flaccid. I go completely just like, well, I guess I'm in holding pattern till the new content because I don't know. I just do it every time. I feel bad a little bit. Not too bad, but kind of bad. I'd rather play the new Diablo season, to be honest. So this is just me, not trying to yuck anybody's yum. I hope you're all enjoying things.
Wow, new Diablo season. Man, you want to talk about nothing new at all.
You're right. It's kind of nothing at all. But I haven't done a season in about 4 seasons. So part of me is like, I'm kind of in the mood to go do some of that. So I don't know. This could change in a week, right? Right?
I've played Diablo 3 since 2017.
Oh my lord. You have failed the American way.
No, Blizzard has failed the Diablo way.
Oh, all right. That's true, too.
There's nothing worth playing. Why? Why are you? Like, what are you doing?
Because Diablo's fun. Because Diablo's fun. It's just fun. You got fun.
There's nothing new.
Fun to do things. But see, that's how I feel about BFA. I don't feel like there's anything new for me to do. I'm feeling the same way. Even though there are new things to do, but those new things are grindy. I don't want to do grindy things. I want a new...
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. That's why I'm doing it now, because I'm getting 15% faster grind.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, plus, I know I'm going to want to play come 8.3 and come 8.3. Anytime I'm not in the new zone, I'm going to want to be flying. So I'm just doing it. I'm getting it out of the way. I know I'm going to regret it if I don't do it now. I can get it done faster now. Plus, all my old horde buddies are like, come raid with us, Garrett. Come raid with us. And I'm like, I'm going to cash this in when the new raid comes out.
Oh, so, good point.
I want to put a little work in so I'm not a total get carried piece of junk. I'm 8.3.
I may just get carried. It's fine. I don't care. Like, that's where I'm at. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But here's the deal. Classic's still going, still happening. Although, when I look at my launcher... Oh, hold on. Sidestep here. Have you seen... You played around with the new launcher? Have you seen how that thing works?
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
The new launcher that's in beta? Yeah, if you haven't, folks, go into your settings. And there's an option in the settings of your Battle.net, your Battle.net client, to opt in to the beta, and the new one is great. And one of my buddies worked on it too. So
yeah, it's very good. The UI is incredible. The responsiveness is better. It's just a way better launcher. I kind of wish it was out of beta so everybody just had it, but yeah, go log into that. You can just opt in and there it is.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Metcalf. If you're listening, you did a good job.
Oh yeah. He's cool. We like that guy. He's great. I know him.
He is great. Yeah. He goes all the way back to StarCast. He used to be a StarCast community member, you know, was in a bunch of our tournaments and then got himself hired by Blizzard.
Look at that. Man, a lot of people get hired out of the our circles. You notice that?
Yeah, him and Discarax. Mm-hmm. Discarax used to help us run our tournaments, and he's also now working for Blizzard.
Jeez. Are either of them doing anything StarCraft related other than the launcher? No?
See, that's I don't believe so.
See, that's a bummer. The thing that got him in there, they're not even working.
Mike's latest project I was talking about BlizzCon was this new version of launcher, and I love it. Yeah. I think it's, and like, how often does that happen, Scott, when like major UI overhaul and you like it? That's rare. That's few and far between.
It is. I completely agree. I'm impressed with it. And most people seem to really like it. So maybe they got a little bit of a home run going on there. Let me address this real quick. Danny in the chat says you'll grind ESO like crazy though, with a big crying smiley face. There's no grinding going on in ESO for me. I'm playing story quests. I wouldn't call that grinding. I'm really enjoying
it. Yeah, ESO is a little, I mean, yes, it's a grind in a, we're talking semantics, but.
Well, I mean, if you're saying that in an RPG where I go talk to a guy and he sends me to a tomb to find a secret thing and then report back to him and then later we go fight a dragon, if that's what he means by grinding, if he means RPGs are grinding, well, then, yeah, I'm grinding, if that's what he means. What I'm saying when I say grinding is going to Mechagon and doing the same shit over every day, day in and day out, so that I can get flying. That's grinding. That's what I'm talking about.
I was talking about this with the chat and my chat on Monday, and I think it's a thing. I think this might be a new thing, and it makes me sad because we've had it two expansions in a row now because Legion had the Broken Shore, which I thought was bland and boring,
yeah,
and terrible, and
it wasn't and great.
BFA,
it wasn't great.
Has Mechagon, and I think bland islands are going to be a thing now. And WoW from now on,
maybe they just call them that, but spell it with like B apostrophe.
Oh, the 0.2 patch is coming. Yep. Here comes the bland island.
Yeah,
it's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming in, everybody.
Give us a whole like cinematic about the bland islands, where they came from.
I mean, Matuva in the chat room's not wrong. Mechagon is somewhat analogous to Timeless Isle, which I loved, but Timeless Isle was the first one ever of its kind. It felt really new at the time.
Very experimental too. It was way
and new. I am the type of person where aesthetic plays a big role into whether I like your zone or not. And mm-hmm. Broken Isle was really bland, kind of one note color palette. Yep. Like it all looked the same.
Yeah.
And Mechagon is the same. It's just a dirt pit. Like I'm just bored. Like every moment.
I loved every second that I got there and did all the initial stuff because, again, that story and VO and drama and interesting insight and world building. And then you settle into the, where are the blue track marks? Who's the guy? Where's the guy that lets me go kill 100 of these? Like, that's the part I'm talking about. Faction rep.
Yeah.
Faction rep is not fun. It has never been fun. It's fun if you're getting it while you're doing a thing that's fun, but not when you're just doing that and that's all you're doing. It's that. That's a bummer.
I want faction tabards back. I want to put a tabard on and I want to go run dungeons and grind my rep that way.
Yeah. Because then you're not grinding. You're actually having fun in dungeons and you're...
Well, I mean, it is still a grind, well, but...
It is, but it isn't in the sense that it's a more fun activity, you know?
Yeah. This is the thing. I don't want to be a grumbler, but just kind of talk about the philosophy of WoW's game design. And a lot of what they talked about, you know, what's coming, the changes coming, like 8.3, Shadowlands, I'm on board for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But BFA really felt and feels, because we're still playing it, like a scattershot of ways to play the game, and progression is pretty tightly locked into different portions of this scattershot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I feel like in like BC and specifically Wrath, because that's when we had like reputation tabards and whatnot, it wasn't as wide of a scattershot of different things to go and do, but you had more options of what things you did for the same reward.
Right.
And I liked that better because I felt like I got to choose my grind. Mm-hmm. Like, what do I really care about? You know, is it faction rep? Well, how am I going to do it? Am I going to go do dailies for that faction? No, dailies bored me to tears. So I just got to the point where I could buy the tabard, and then I just tanked dungeons until my eyes bled, and I had a blast.
I wonder why they got away from tabards. I don't know if they
I don't know. And it's the same thing with flying. And this was the thing that the number one thing that made me sad at BlizzCon was at the Q&A when they were asked about flying, and Ian basically said, yeah, we're gonna stick with the way we've been doing it, and I audibly booed from the crowd. Patrick was next to me and was like, "Oh, calm down." I'm like, "You don't even play."
Yeah, he's not even playing right now. He doesn't care about the flying at all.
Don't talk to me. You don't even play the game.
Yeah, unlocking flying should be me at the end of the expansion paying some kind of weird fake 1,000 gold deal like I did in Wrath. Wrath of the Lich King established the way you should do it. 100%. You finish it, you do the main thing, you're now in end game, and a guy sells you a license. Do that!
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, I also understand, like, your new expansion zones. You don't want people just flying over them, but, like, tier it. Like, you have to go do something to unlock in Mechagon. You have to do something to go unlock it in freaking Azshara Land.
You know, Azshara Land.
Najatar.
Yeah.
Brain not working. So that's where I'm like playing my, it's a small portion of an overall massive game with a lot of things that I love, but that's like such a big sticking point for me right now. It just seems arbitrary.
It is arbitrary.
I get really cranky when things seem arbitrary, and I don't know why this is what we've locked onto.
I don't either, because clearly the feedback from the player base is please don't do this again. So it's not like there's a lack of people who don't like the way it works. It's a surprise to me that Blizzard is just sort of like, yeah, no, that we're going to do the same. You know, this seems to work. We're okay with it. Really? Are you really okay with it? I mean,
yeah, sitting in the chat room, whom I never agree with, it's happening here, says, if you play the game normally, flying unlocks automatically. No, if you play the game, they have forced you. If you play the game the way they have forced you to play, which is rep grinds, you unlock flying.
I agree.
And that's why I'm saying I kind of preferred the, not the super old way of doing things, but like Lich King era, where there weren't as many things to do, but you could choose which one you did to kind of unlock certain things. Also, you just bought flying at the end, and they had zones designed for flying.
Yeah.
Why don't we design zones for flying again? That was fun. I
love that. That was one of the great things about Burning Crusade, is there were places you couldn't get to without flying, and so it was this huge deal when you got it, because then when you did, there were quest lines, events, bosses, stuff you could never get to otherwise, and it really opened the world up. I would love it if the game played around with that a bit more. It's not just about travel. Saying,
you know, strip out the way they currently do it. Like, overall, I like world quests. It's just personally, I think how much of them you have to do to hit where you need to get with reputation is just a little too long. Mm-hmm. But imagine they kept that in and they added reputation tabards, so you could mix it up. Like, why not?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I don't want to do anymore.
I'm gonna keep beating this drum about every 3 months because I think they're wrong.
If they do a bunch more turtle style quests next expansion, I swear, dude, no more turtle stuff.
There's one every expansion. In Legion, it was the Kirin Tor.
Yeah,
you didn't want to do their stupid ass quests.
Hated them.
And BFA, you don't want to do the Tortolans.
I don't want to run in a circle. I don't want to shoot a bunch of crabs and birds. I don't want to be the crab. I don't want to do the top down freaking find the finish line. I don't want to match. I don't want to play a match game that I could have, that I should have played when I was three.
I kind of like the match games. They're growing
on me.
I
hate it. Oh,
As Magitar is finally starting to get a little long in the tooth for me, I'm finding myself enjoying the puzzle games because I'm just like murder, 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 and I get a little break, do a little match four or match three, and a little uncross the ley lines, which I know you dislike those.
I got used to that one. I'm okay with it now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. I'm okay with it because I think I got my head around how to do it simply. My brain in the first 10 times I did that was like, this isn't right. I just moved that. How come that went over there? Like I lost the way that you do that without screwing yourself up every time you click one of those things. It's hard to explain, but basically I figured it out and now it's no big deal. It takes me like seconds. It's like, biggie, but I just don't like mini games in general as world quests. I don't like them. The ones I like is where I land and I either have the 100% bar where I can do about five things in that zone to get things done, to get that bar to 100, or the ones that are like, kill 10 of these, eat five of these, poke 10 of those, and then get out of there. Like that I'm into. But when I land down, the guy goes, oh, the freaking turtle needs to get the shit back to the thing. F off. I don't want your turtles anymore. F all the turtles.
Have we given them kudos though for whenever the hell they added the quest where you then play a crab and you have to kill the turtles? Because I don't remember when that was added, and I stopped doing world quests so long ago that when I hit it again and that was added, I was dying laughing. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, it was a great moment.
A great moment of self-awareness by the Loud
Team. Absolutely. And when same, my first time I went, "Oh, that's very clever, guys. You're leaning into it and you've done it in a pretty clever way." But about the fifth time I did that, that's the other thing. WoW, the engine doesn't handle weird things like the crab movement. You're supposed to be able to hit, I think it's one, two, and three, or no, whatever it is. One and two are the keys that are tied to the UI. But you hit it, there's like a full second delay to move your damn crab. It's not responsive. It's bad. It's just bad.
You just got to learn it, Sky. You just got to learn that that delay is in there, and it's just part of
I like the Tortolans. I even like the grandma lady who's so worried about the damn things. And I like the cranky old guy you always run into. He's like, oh, I don't know if I should be here. That guy, he's great. They're great. It's just, get out of that game. Oh, yeah, tossing the shell is two, I guess.
One C in the chat room says all of the turtles are going to get their revenge in Shadowlands.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many turtle souls.
It's the one zone, and what do they call it? What are we joining up with now? They're called Covenants. It's the one Covenant they haven't told us about, the Tortolan Covenant.
No, it's not even going to be Tortolas. It's just going to be baby turtles.
Oh, even worse.
Ugh. Baby turtle covenant.
What if you go to the one with all the dead bird, the seagulls, and the crabs? That's bad.
Yeah, and they're at war with the dead birds and crab covenant.
Oh, my gosh. This is a great idea.
Oh, God, please, please have a little Easter egg side quest like that.
All right, I take it all back. I kind of want this turtle apocalypse to happen. That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. That'd be, That being said, Mechagon, it gets better. No one told me it gets better. Totally gets better.
It gets better. It's fine.
I still don't love the zone, though.
But then when it gets better, and then it gets worse. That's the way I look.
No,
at it.
I mean, at this point, I have so many damn quests out there. I'm finally getting reputation at a pretty blistering speed, so
okay, good.
I'll be done pretty soon.
All right, I need to get in there and finish it. I've still been cheating a little bit. I
found the jetpack the other day. Chat room, that you're right.
You have to do
helps
that.
A ton. Holy
jetpack
crap.
Jetpack is everything out there.
Yeah, that just trivializes the majority of what you need to do over there.
No question about it. All right, so WoW Classic. Back to that. The PvP honor system and world raid boss Lord Kazak and Azragos are now available. These happened a couple of days ago. Lord Kazak, if you don't remember, is a dude you're going to gather up some of your best friends and trackers and fighters to venture to the blasted lands. Lord Kazak resides deep in the Tainted Scar and patrols the area. Not the Scarred Taint. Very different place. Don't go there. Ready to smite all who dare cross his path. Prepare yourselves for a fast and furious battle against time, and watch out for his Shadow Bolt volley, which causes massive amounts of damage. Oh, he's got boots you need? Get in there.
He's got elven chain boots that have 18 agility on them, and they're male. I want them.
Sweet. Then I have some good news for you. Lord Kazak is your man. Get in there.
Ooh, I'm looking at his. Ooh, it requires level 45, which I just hit. I'm going to go find a Kazak group after this.
They suggest level 60, but yes, you can do it as low as 45.
That's fine. All the people in there, they won't notice a 45 hunter not pulling his weight. It's fine.
Probably not, because this is a 40-man piece of content. You need 40 people, and there are some quests. If you're a priest, while players have a small chance to get the Eye of Shadow as a random drop from the elite demons in the world, Kazak is guaranteed to drop it. So priests, be on the lookout for that. Boy, I feel like it's 2006 and I'm saying all this over again. Anyway, following the quest, the Balance of Light and Shadow is to its completion will reward with the Weapons of Benediction or Anathema. By the way, Anathema is a thing you eat, I found out now. You can get, like, instead of having rice or wheat or whatever, anathema is like a thing you get, like a grain at the Whole Foods. Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Here it is. Or am I spelling it wrong?
I think you're spelling it wrong. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on. We're going to find this out. Grain. Okay. Here it is. Yeah, anathema. Are wheat and other grains really anathema, healthy to eat? So there is a meaning for that, but it also means like there's a whole thing about a formal ecclesiastical ban or excommunication or a vehement denunciation or curse or a noun, which is one that is cursed or damned. That's more like what WoW's doing with it. Anyway, doesn't matter.
I have no idea what just happened. I feel sweaty and confused.
You've learned things, though. Remember that. That's what matters.
Maybe someone did. It certainly wasn't me.
Anyway, so yeah, moving on. You got 40 people, as I mentioned. You got that quest. That's cool. Azragos is a member of the Blue Dragonflight. Makes his home in Ashara, guarding the magical artifacts left behind. He will gather a group of comrades in arms to withstand his frosty reception and lay claim to the items he protects. To the victors go the spoils, and for some hunters... You listening? Some hunters.
Ooh.
This means laying claim to the ancient sinew-wrapped lamina. This item has a low chance to drop on elite blue dragons, but is guaranteed drop from Azagros himself. This is also a 40-man raid, also suggested level 60. So get in there. So that's for you.
Yep.
I guess both of those are for you. Both those.
Yeah,
boots.
I think the boots have a chance of dropping off of both of them. I think they're the exact same boots. There's some overlap in the loot tables if Wowhead is accurate, which they all usually are. So,
amaranth is the grain. I screwed up. Amaranth. They're correct. Anathema is something different. I had it in my head wrong. Amaranth. You ever heard of that? You ever had any of that?
No, Scott.
Neither have I.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Basically, the last 10 minutes, I've just been confused.
We'll have to let Patrick know how much he didn't miss. All right, moving on. Death Knights and elves, night elves. I guess elves in general are getting new eyeballs. And this is
they're getting terrible eyes. They're horrible.
I don't like
the game.
I don't like it.
I'm uninstalling.
I really don't like it. Like, I'm a little bummed. I know that they were kind of glowy, but they look like they're just dim. They look like everyone's got... cataracts or something. It's not cool.
I don't like them.
All right, in the case of the Death Knights, fine, make them look a little dead. I think I'm okay with that. Less so though the elves look like they just got
elves look
dimmed.
Like they haven't slept in a month.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's a bummer. So Blizzard,
and we all know night elves sleep a lot.
Yeah, that's true. It's not hard for them to fix that, though. I'm like, just go back in the room and go, guys,
just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Just leave it the
please
same.
Don't do it.
Was it even a problem? Were people complaining? Was somebody going, ah, my night elf's eyes. Bah, I can barely look at the screen. No.
Please don't do it. Please don't do it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not in love with this.
All right.
Not my eyes. Hashtag not my eyes.
One of the things you guys all asked at BlizzCon was, where the hell is Diablo Immortal? And we're going to
joking, right?
Well, some people did, just because it wasn't so much that they cared. It's that the absence spoke volumes, right? Like, it just was not even a mention. And they confirmed all of this on a Reddit post made after BlizzCon with an interview with Wyatt Chang and lead producer Caleb Arsenault. I think is how you say his name. Wyatt's the nicest human being on the planet, by the way. If you ever get to meet him, he is just a sweetheart of a dude. Anyway. Sorry, it wasn't a Reddit post. It was just an interview, but it was part of a VentureBeat interview. It was similar to a post they made, but they reiterated that Diablo Immortal was not part of the opening ceremony to attendees because they wanted to focus on the big reveal, which was Diablo 4, obviously. I think that was the right move, but they clarified that. They also said while teams developing Diablo Immortal and Diablo 4 work in the same building, they are separate teams. They share ideas and sometimes reach out or reach different decisions to best serve each game. They talked about the spell combination system and a bunch of other stuff. It does sound like from this interview that the game is still in very much a work in progress sort of situation, despite NetEase saying publicly they thought it was done and they weren't sure what Blizzard was waiting for. But Blizzard's in the middle of, you know, heavy polish on this thing. I'm actually still sort of kind of looking forward to it. I know we all want to just poo-poo on it and take a big shit on our phones, but I don't know, man. We're going to install it and play it. You know you're gonna, right?
I won't. Yes, but I don't play games on my phone.
You're going to do it. You're going to put it on there.
I'm not. It's not for me. It's fine. I played it. It's a good game. I don't like phone games.
You're going to play it because here's... Okay, let me... You're telling me that you're not even going to install that game on there when it comes out.
I really am indifferent. I am the max level of I have no opinion. It is not for me.
I think you're going to play it. I'm saying it right now. Garrett will have it on his phone. He may not play it long. Like, you'll play 10 minutes.
Hey, you know, when Patrick was on the show and for like 2 months was just like, I'm not going to play Classic. And then he stuck to his word. That is me and Immortal. I do not care.
All right.
I don't like phone games.
Fair enough.
I don't like playing games on my phone. I think they're horrible interfaces for playing games on.
Really?
It's not for me.
Not even like a good puzzle
game.
This is
my OK Boomer moment.
Yeah. Not even like a good puzzle game sometimes. A little point and clicky stuff's all right, you know.
I play so many good games all the time that if I am away from my computer, it is a blissful break in my life from video games.
That's a fair point. They did go on to say that the game has 8 outdoor zones, Westmarch as the main city and social hub. Mobile social hub sounds real fun. Anyway, they said this in watching the BlizzCon demo, Blizzard learned that not all players fully understood how the ultimate abilities work in Diablo Immortal, so they're kind of looking into improving all of that. Anyway, I, for one, will install it and play it. I may not play it for long, but I will get some time out of it and enjoy whatever time that is, and then I'll move on. And I'll play another, you know, probably another Blizzard game and not that game.
And I would like to reiterate, I played the demo. It's good.
Okay.
There. Just not going to play it.
See? Fair-minded. Full coverage right here on The Instance.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
It's totally fine.
It's totally fine. I agree. All right, now we're going to do this. Hold on. This. All right, so I decided that it'd be fun for the next couple of weeks or however long it takes to have a bit of a peek, sneak peek, or a slightly deeper dive into what these new zones are in Shadowlands. And this week we start with Oribos, the Eternal City. I'm saving your freaking vampire land till the end. We're not doing that one till the very end.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Because we're saving the best for last, right? That's what you should say.
You should. Absolutely. Okay. Like, everyone has a little edgelord in them.
I kind of agree. Certainly people on the internet that I converse with on the daily seem to be edgelords.
So this is going to be our new Dalaran or Shatrap, right?
Yes, this will be that. In fact, here's their description. Oribos, the Eternal City, is an ancient city that lays in the heart of the Shadowlands. It predates the Titans and pretty much all of memory, being unknown who built this city. Serving as a nexus connecting all of the realms in the Shadowlands, so there's your answer, Oribos serves as a gathering point for denizens looking for gossip and anima. Not anime. They're not looking for anime there. You find that in some other zones.
Well, I mean, they might be as well, but that's not their main... That's not the main reason they're there.
Yeah. I mean, they can
might be a few vendors there peddling their bootleg.
Right.
Gundam Wing Endless Waltz cut, like a Comic-Con, but, you know.
Just not really the... It's not the hub of anime as much as it is other things. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of anime in this world. Anyway, they have dealers such as Soul Traders, that type of stuff. In the Shadowlands expansion, Oribos will serve as the capital city and main gathering point for players. Oribos is also an unusual entry point in the Shadowlands, being home to the Impassive Abitur, an ancient cosmic being that dwells...
I believe it's Arbiter.
Arbiter. Did I say Abitur? I meant Arbiter. Kind of like
just
in
Halo 3.
Like in StarCraft had an Arbiter in it. Didn't it?
Did it?
The Arbiter. Arbiter.
I'm thinking of Halo. That's all I can think of.
Hold on. Now I'm bugged. Hold on a second. Arbiter. There was an Arbiter in StarCraft. On the Protoss had a thing, didn't they?
Did I have that wrong? I guess so.
But you're right. There was one in Halo. You're right about that. Yeah,
Brood War. Okay. I'm a StarCraft 2 guy.
Yeah. You didn't... Really? No.
I played a little of Brood War, but yeah. I Warcraft 3 was like my jumping on point for Blizzard.
You could argue that Brood War was the height of all StarCrafting world ever. You could make that argument.
I think most people would argue that. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a popular opinion.
All right. Not that I need you to disagree. I don't know why I'm creating fake
StarCraft
tribalism.
2 is my StarCraft. But yeah.
Sure.
I'm not going to fight that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight that.
And I'm grateful for StarCraft. StarCraft is the game that made me aware of Garrett and his work. And that's how.
Yeah, we had you on StarCast once.
I was on there once. That's true.
Way back when. But back to Ouroboros.
Back to Ouroboros. let's see. This is an ancient cosmic being that dwells in the center of the place and judges all mortal souls that arrive in Shadowlands. That means you, everybody. When a soul is brought to the Arbiter's presence, all of its deeds in life are immediately absorbed and understood by her. It's a lady. She'll have video game boobs.
Or at least should be, except right now everyone's getting stuck in the maw. There's a traffic jam in the maw.
Oh, the maw, right. Exactly. Anyway, with these deeds in consideration, the Arbiter then sends these souls to appropriate realms. This is according to the soul's character and life. So basically it's Judgment Bar kind of idea there. It's pearly gates, Peter tells you where to go sort of thing. Ouroboros is the arrival point for all souls. When they enter the Shadowlands at this crossroads, the dead are judged by the impassive Arbiter after being sent to their final destinations. The Ouroboros denizens swap gossip and anima, soul stuff that serves as both power and currency in that world. So, hey, if you guys want to know if there was more currency outside of anima, which they did say was a sort of currency, got good news for you. There'll be multiple kinds. Will they be as cool as the currency talked about briefly in The Mandalorian? Probably not as cool as that.
I believe they talked about three different types of currency in that one short conversation in The Mandalorian, but yeah.
I have a problem. I am not going to be able to shut up about The Mandalorian for the next 10 years. I love it so much. And I've only seen the one. I know the other one's out now. I'm waiting for tonight because the kids want to see it all together. But
hey,
man,
hey Scott, you want to talk about The Mandalorian for 30 minutes right before morning stream on Monday?
Oh, before it on Monday?
Yeah, with Tom Merritt and Jenny Justice.
Oh, are you guys doing a thing? What time?
We're doing a thing. You want to just come on?
I might be able to do that. Yes, I do want to do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's count on it.
Plan shows in the middle of the instance.
I really like it, you guys. there are excellent guides everywhere on Ouroboros, and I would recommend the WoWhead one in particular. That is where I pulled a lot of this and where I am currently studying up on what I can expect in Shadowlands. Yes.
I am curious about what the transition between zones is going to be like, because if we look at the map, nothing is connected. Everything's a floating...
Portals?
Standalone area.
Portals, and flights, what do you think? Like something like that, right?
Well, that's the thing is that if you remember, Scott, there was a lot of conversation post-Cataclysm from the WoW development group talking about how they didn't like how the zones and Cataclysm didn't blend together, that you were just constantly portal hopping.
Oh, interesting.
But there was this lost sense of, you know, that sense of actual like walking to where you're going and exploration and, you know, walking over the mountain pass to see the new zone and get down into it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, like, what they're going to do here. Cause I was like that stuck with me. And clearly it's been important to them for every expansion that's come since Cataclysm. Cause they haven't done it since.
Right. That's a really good question. Cause this does feel like that a little bit, like a disconnected, you know, instances more than connected zones, which is one of the things WoW has always been famous for, is this transition and no load times going from one crazy place to another.
I mean, you could visually represent them as far apart like this, but maybe there's gateways between them where we walk between them. And as far as we're concerned, it's just seamless.
Right.
But when you look at the map, it makes it look like they're further apart.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Kind of like a portal gun.
They could do it that way. Mm-hmm. Chat room saying you could have a fairy system like in BFA. Ooh, what if it's like the River Styx? I'd be into that.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd be very into that.
Who do you want? Who do you want at the helm of your River Styx boat?
My River Styx
boat. He's got to be dead. He's got to be a famous Warcraft character. Oh,
famous dead person. Oh, can we have like Archmage Arugal from like that low level Forsaken dungeon?
Yeah, why not?
He's just there in his vanilla robes, just rowing a boat.
What if it's the green mist of Varian Wrynn? That's what's rowing the boat.
I would like to think his soul isn't a green mist.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would think Daryl his soul.
Daryl in the chat room says Bon Somdi.
Bon Somdi, dude. I mean, he has a realm up there.
He seems like he has more important shit to do than row your ass to the next zone.
Yeah, I love that character. He's so well. Oh, he's great. He may be my favorite thing that came out of BFA overall.
Yes. All the troll stuff was so good.
Yeah, the troll stuff was great.
Dude, BFA has gotten a bum rap. I like a lot of what they did in BFA.
BFA's initial thing, it's 10 levels, it's content, it's storylines, it's races and introduced, all that stuff. I have zero qualms or problems. None of it.
The Kul Tiran and Zandalari story arcs, awesome.
Yeah.
I love all of it.
It was all really good. It's just, Endgame's the only complaint people have. Like, what are you doing after you hit level? And that's really it. Or how do you handle ults and other issues, but... And that's often the case.
Everyone's always, I think because I've spent a lot of time kind of harping on how much I haven't enjoyed the Sylvana story. I think a lot of people kind of assume I just hate all the lore in BFA. And I say, nay, the Sylvanas arc, I think, is the exception to an otherwise pretty rad story focused expansion.
I agree. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about other stuff going on around Blizzard. There's not much happening in Overwatch. Hearthstone continues to enjoy mighty success with their new mode, their Battlegrounds mode. And I notice it's out of selective beta and in full public beta now.
Open beta as of Tuesday.
Yeah, that seems good. And also, I really like it. I think it might be, that's my Hearthstone now. I think it's what I like about the game is that mode. So
have you gotten a first place yet?
I've not gotten a first place yet because, as you know, and this is true of all the auto battlers, everything from the auto chess mod that started all of this all the way down to the more recent iterations of the TFT game and the freaking the Valve one. I forgot the name of it. Underlords, whatever it is.
Underlords. Yeah. Dota Underlords.
I'm bad at all of them. I'm really bad at them. I'm not good at them. I don't have a good brain for it. It just, I'm always, best I've done is maybe third place in any of those games. And I think best I've done in the Hearthstone game is maybe fourth or third or fourth. So
okay.
I'm not great, but I really enjoy it though. It's a fun game even though, and I can get better at it obviously, but that thing's really drawn me back.
We just did a 2+ hour episode of Angry Chicken that's all Battlegrounds focused.
Ooh, I should go listen.
And the back half of the episode is us ranking all the heroes from like what we think is the best to what we think is the absolute worst.
Really?
And it's not just ranking. We actually talk about how you play with each hero and why certain heroes are better than others. And even the bad ones, we talk about like, if this is what you get stuck with, this is how you get the most mileage out of it.
Sure. So that makes sense.
I'd recommend that. And also I'm happy to coach you, man.
Okay.
If you're ever on when I'm on,
we'll do some kind of, I don't know, maybe we can do a stream out of it or something. I just need to, I need to get better, but I like it. It's very cool. And
I really like auto battlers and I think this is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. Obviously I'm going to be a little biased, but I really like the unique take on it, you know, in Hearthstone. It's super cool.
Yeah.
And they've already announced that there's a big patch coming. They're going to add new heroes and new cards.
Oh, yeah.
In early December, I think, is when that's coming.
I think that's a sign. I mean, maybe they always plan that, but it feels like that's a sign that this has had a nice uptake. And
there was a balance patch on Monday. They already nerfed a few cards and a few heroes. They also buffed a couple heroes.
Interesting.
All right. Mukla is really good now. He was trashed here before. So take the gorilla.
Take the gorilla. Take Mukla the gorilla. I remember the quest in Unguro Crater where I had to save that thing or kill it. I can't remember what happened.
So his passive hero power in Battlegrounds used to be when you sold a beast, you would get a banana card, which is a little spell that you can put on whatever you want and it gives it +1/+1.
Mm.
That was bad because you would have to get rid of what you were trying to build your strategy around to get the banana. Now it's when you buy a beast, you get a banana.
Gotcha.
So now as you're building your beast board, you can buff them with bananas, and it's fantastic.
So
it's
like, good now. So like real life is what you're saying.
That's yes. Good. Whenever I get a new pet, I get a banana, and then I can choose which pet I give that banana to.
Nice.
That makes no sense. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't either. But I know Heroes of the Storm hasn't really had a lot of news this week. Kind of quiet over there.
It is quiet, yes. K.O. Milker, I believe, got on the subreddit and said there is a balance patch coming next week.
Sweet. And then so, does that mean... wait. What's his name? Is Deathwing out now? He's not out now.
No, he's not out yet.
Okay. Maybe that
we're
patch?
Our current guesstimate is that he's coming in at the new season roll, which is the beginning of December.
Oh, interesting. It's a bit after BlizzCon, which is where they said everybody with BlizzCon tickets and or virtual ticket tickets get him for free, which I thought they would take advantage of sooner, but that's still fine. Diablo 3, new season just started. Not a lot to say about it, except, hey, if you like seasons, get in there. And nothing with StarCraft this week. Kind of quiet over there as well.
No, nothing about Manx coming to... They announced that Manx was coming to co-op Commander, but nothing.
Nothing else. Nothing I expected more out of that. I don't know why I expected more conversation around the Manx thing, but they just didn't do much there at the show. So that's fine.
It's an old game.
It is an old game. 2010, baby. Long time ago. We're almost 10 years.
Oh my God, almost 10 years. So, Scott?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
What?
June of next year is 10 years I've been podcasting.
Whoa. Dude, 10 years as of, I didn't even celebrate it, but 10 years in June since Frog Pants went full time.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be 11 next June. 11 years.
I went full time in 2016.
Yeah, look at that. That was a good year except for one thing. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got a town crier to do, so we're going to do that now. Enjoy this email.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Yes, indeed, the town crier, where you guys send us your emails, your phone calls, your whatnots, and we read them, play them, and talk about them on the show. We got an email from Tom, not our Tom, different Tom. He goes by Null and Void in the chat room.
He's still our Tom, just not that Tom.
Just a different Tom, yeah. We'll take as many Toms as they'll have us, but... He sent an email into theinstance@gmail.com, and he says the following. Hi, guys. I'm cautiously hyped for Shadowlands. I have three main reasons. We'll see if you agree with them. So here we go. Number one, the WoW team has never been better at storytelling, so I hope that continues. Now, you would disagree because you don't think the Sylvanas thing went very well.
Right? But I think everything else was rad.
Okay, fair enough. Just want to make some clarity, put a little clarity there.
It's just that I really like Sylvanas and don't like the direction they took her.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, I don't, I actually, the Bolvar cinematic has brought me back around to being okay with where Sylvanas is, because now I see what the forces behind what she's doing has made it so it's easier to justify her weirdness and her, like, OP-ness and her...
Yes, her OP-ness.
OP-ness.
Yes.
It's my favorite Christmas song. We sing it around the great penis we decorate, and we sing, OP-ness. Anyway, he says this. The second thing is Shadowlands is a blank canvas. I'm hoping the art team gets extra creative in world design. This is a chance for four-player exploration like we felt in Classic or Pandaria. It's all new. It's all new. Like, it isn't just going to be countrysides or deserts we're familiar with. You could argue BFA was familiar in that way.
I really feel the WoW team shines when they get out of standard Warcraft design.
I think I agree with that.
Like, yeah. Burning Crusade. Weird shit out there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Pandaria, one of the most beautiful lands ever built in this game.
Or any game. I love it there.
Bring it.
Man, I love it there. I cannot wait to level an alt entirely there. I'm totally going to do that.
Same. We should do it together. We should sync up.
As excited as I am about the stuff that's happening in general with this expansion, that's my thing. Right now, that's the thing I'm most excited about. I want to go make a brand new, probably a panda... Maybe even a monk, because I don't have one. And just, I want to do that. I have such high, fond feelings of all of that. So we'll see how that goes. Thirdly, he says this, bring back the bling. Most players are hung up on how we look in-game. The badass look of artifact weapons was a huge part of the success of Legion. BFA was missing that. Covenant cosmetics should follow the artifact model with unlockable appearances. More customization is fantastic. Thank you for the years of entertainment. Tom, a.k.a. Nolan Void in the chat. I agree on all 3 points. I hope that they can do that. I mean, there are a lot of things riding on story here because Garrett's not alone in the way that Sylvanas was handled. A lot of people feel that way. I personally am just on the hook to see how they do it no matter what. So let's go. But yeah, I mean, these are all things I think they even reiterated on stage, like the customization they know is important, giving players back a sense that they have more control over their archetype of fantasy is important. I really liked what Holinka kept saying on stage. His stuff was really good up there, which I liked a lot. So anyway,
yeah,
we agree, Tom. Keep on Tomming on. If you want to send your emails in, it's easy, theinstance@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 801-471-0462. It's going to do it for the show today. Garrett, are you... You got anything going on over there at amove.tv that people should listen to this week and check out?
Oh, certainly. I would definitely recommend going and picking up the latest episode of The Angry Chicken if you're getting into Hearthstone Battlegrounds. I also cut up the hero discussion into two shorter VODs over at youtube.com/amovetv. So you can go watch it there as well if you want a little shorter and, you know, easier to digest. Into the Nexus, I thought we had a fantastic episode this week. That's always happening. As far as we're concerned, Heroes of the Storm never stops having things to talk about. Mm-hmm. But so go give that a listen. And amove.tv for everything else. If you're not subscribed to Let's Talk About Star Wars, Tom Merritt, Jenny Josephson, and I will have an episode about the first two episodes of The Mandalorian out Monday evening. And it sounds like we might get Scott to join us.
I'm going to plan on it. It would be, I'll have a brief minute to do it, but I am so in love with this. They absolutely are making everything I wanted. It's what I love in Star Wars. It's all of it. I've said this before, and I'll say it on your thing again Monday, but Jedi's are fine. The big saga stuff is fine. It's all fine. But what I really love are the scoundrels and the dirty Outer Rim planets and the freaking bounty hunters and skeezy deals being made in dark rooms, and oh, it's everything I want. I hope they can keep going. That's all I'm worried about, is I don't know where it goes from here. I'm not worried, but you know, I don't know. We don't have the whole series, but if they're just going to keep giving me this, I'm so into it, dude.
I like new Star Wars quite a bit.
Yeah.
And even I think, based off of the first episode, that this might be my favorite thing to come out of Disney Star Wars.
Yeah, since the original stuff. That's how I felt. Yeah, you know what else they did?
So well executed.
They did this really brave thing. They don't just lift the music from all of the movies and do their own rendition of it or have it hinted in the background or anything. They go for a completely original score. I forget the guy's name, but he did the score for Black Panther and Venom, a few other movies. He's very good.
Ludwig Göransson. I can't pronounce his last name.
It's a very German name, but it's this amazing score that is all its own. It's not even reminiscent of Star Wars, but it worked, and I couldn't believe it. And you guys won't even believe who what's his name is. The actor, my brain just went dead. Nick Nolte. You will not believe who Nick Nolte is.
You will watch the entire episode and just be like, where was Nick Nolte?
I love it so much. I love it so much.
It's so good.
Anyway.
It's so good. Go subscribe. Let's Talk About Star Wars. Amove.tv for everything else. And Classic and Coffee streams are back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning over at twitch.tv/AmoveTV. Come hang out. Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And let's get to 60.
Yes, let's do it. Also, hey, there's plenty of other stuff going on the Frog Pants Network. Check that out at frogpants.com. We are at theinstance.net. You can find us on Twitter at Garrett Art, Scott Johnson, and Not Patrick. You can find more shows like this at frogpants.com. Like I already said, just really pounding that in today. We'll be back next time, hopefully with Patrick, myself, and Garrett. For all of us, to all of you, have a great week, and we'll see you then.
Blizzard once again charged with plumbing the depths of patent infringement. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Dreaming up new zones, dungeons, and raids on a regular basis is an immense challenge for the World of Warcraft team at Blizzard, so it's not surprising that they look far and wide for inspiration. However, sometimes the entities from whom that inspiration is drawn take it not as flattery, but as theft. So once more we dip into the land of lawsuits as word has come that Kohler, maker of all sorts of bathroom fixtures, has sued Blizzard for allegedly violating its patents and copyrights. The charge? That the environments in which the many water bosses, such as Immersius and the Radiance of Azhara, reside, bear close enough resemblance to Kohler toilets to constitute infringement. At first we thought it was just a coincidence, said a Kohler toilet engineer, but then we noticed direct copying of our designs. For example, we shape our bowls specifically so that water drains counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere. We saw that exact same shape in the Radiance of Azhara cavern, even though Azeroth does not model planetary rotation, and the Stormwraith follows no rotational rules at all when deciding where to appear. A Blizzard representative replied that it will vigorously contest the lawsuit, saying, "Creating highly immersive and innovative worlds for our players is our number one priority at Blizzard, but as makers of intellectual property ourselves, respecting the property of others is priority number two."
Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Apply Buxley to affected area. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about housing. To whom it may concern, we'd like to offer you a chance to rent a place in downtown Orgrimmar. It's within walking distance of the bank and auction house, and a short walk to most other things you might enjoy. This location has had four previous owners, half of which are still alive, which is pretty good odds. It recently came available after the last owner left town in a hurry. You can have all the stuff she left behind, and we're about 60% sure none of it's cursed or would do you any harm. But if you find something like that, you're certainly welcome to keep it. As an added bonus, if you move in, we'll let you direct a large group of trolls, orcs, tauren, blood elves, goblins, death knights, forsaken, and pandarens. They'll mostly pay attention to what you have to say. We're pretty sure the previous owner will be gone for good, but we could sure use your help if she shows up again. Please let me know if you're interested. Signed, Zappy Boy. P.S. For the Horde. Huh. You know, I have been thinking about moving into a larger place. Come to think of it, I haven't had a place of my own since Draenor. I could... Hey, wait a minute. I see what's going on here. He's trying to trick me into becoming the Horde leader. No way! I've seen what happens to Horde leaders. They end up dead, stoned, letting off purple death gas, or wandering off to talk to elementals. I think I'm gonna pass. Thanks for your question.
If you'd like to see what I'm up to every day, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter. You can listen to the archives at AskBuxley.com.
Moo.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at FrogPants.com.